An alarming number of Australians are going hungry, lacking the necessary nutritious food to keep them healthy. Well, researchers at Monash University in Melbourne have found that's an increasingly common occurrence, with food insecurity now affecting 5 million Australians. They say the root cause is lack of income and are calling for a coordinated response to ensure nobody in Australia goes hungry. Oliver Gordon reports.
Okay, everyone, pizza's ready!
It's afternoon tea time at the Gap Youth Centre in Alice Springs.
Well, about the pizza at home baked, it's actually kind of a bit cheesy and stuff.
Young person Charolita has a slice and she's decided to give it a review.
Too many cheese and just too many tomato sauce and yeah. But it kind of tastes really good and just like 99% of it.
What's it like to come down to the Gap and have a slice of pizza?
But actually, the one thing about Gap is just how you get stuff home-baked, healthy, kind of like breakfast and lunch and dinner. So it's easy and healthy for others to try get along with.
The Gap Youth Centre is funded to provide free meals to young people in Alice Springs 7 days a week. The centre's manager is Joseph Wiley.
How many people do you get coming down here to have a slice of pizza each night?
Well, we're averaging about 60 people a night. We start off the day with fruits, from pears to apples to grapes, watermelons, kiwi fruits. Then we move into things like little pizzas for everyone, toasties, and then we're moving again into a full meal at the end of the night.
You're serving how many meals a year?
So it's 350 meals a week. I think that's turning into something like 18,000.
Not having enough to eat is a problem for an increasing number of Australians. New research by Monash University has found 5 million people are experiencing food insecurity, which is limited or uncertain access to sufficient nutritious food. Monash food and nutrition researcher Dr. Sue Cleave led the study.
If we look at over the population, about 4 to 5% of the population is experiencing food insecurity.
Dr. Cleave says too much of the response to food insecurity is going towards funding band-aid solutions, and more needs to be done to address the root causes of food insecurity.
Currently in Australia, our responses tend to be food-based responses, for example, in terms of providing food relief for people, which is an important kind of response. One of the key drivers or determinants of this issue is around adequate income. One of our major responses needs to be around outside of food provision and looking at big picture policies around things like adequate income for households.
Her new research examined all the available literature on food programs in Australia. It found that whilst many were doing important work, few had the time and resources available to tackle the major driver causing food insecurity, inadequate income. The researcher says in people's everyday lives, food budgets are often the first to be slashed when purse strings are being tightened.
The food budget is really what we call probably the elastic part of people's budgets. It's got a little bit more room to move, like if people know that they've got an energy bill, they've got to pay rent or they've got a mortgage or those sorts of things, they're generally not that flexible. But a food budget, food is part of the budget that you can actually play around with a little bit.
Back at the Gap, Charolita is glad for the Gap's pizza and says it's better than what's on offer when the centre isn't open.
One thing, if you try the pizzas at Gap Youth Centre, it'll be much more better than the Domino's. And yeah.
That's pizza lover Charolita at the Gap Youth Centre in Alice Springs, ending that report by Oliver Gordon.